Ashley St. Armont is a singer and educator who goes by Jazzy Ash. She performs New Orleans-style jazz for children and has written and narrated books for young people. And as NPR's Madalit Del Barco has found, she now has some Christmas tunes.
In one of her new releases, Jazzy Ash reinterprets a classic.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Louis Armstrong. He's from New Orleans, and my family is from New Orleans at least seven generations. So he's always been dear to my heart. I love how playful his music is. You know, my work is all about introducing children to jazz and the magic and improvisation of jazz.
The 37-year-old singer lives in Southern California, where she grew up. Her mother, a preschool music teacher, ran a daycare at their home.
So that was really crazy and cool to have all these little kids, and I was surrounded by children's music, and I suppose that's how I got into children's music.
St. Armont studied musical theater in college and dreamed of singing on Broadway. She got married, and as she raised two sons, she taught music to preschoolers like her mother had. Her sons are now teens, and in October, she got married for the second time. For the past 6 years, she's performed with her band Jazzy Ash and the Leaping Lizards. During gigs at schools around the country, she often talks to kids about the history of Black America, and she shares stories about her family, including her grandfather, who'd been a civil rights leader in New Orleans.
They ask me questions about my family, like, does everybody in your family sing? I say, not everybody, just me and my wife. My kids don't sing. And they go, you have a wife? You know what I mean? Just walking through America as a Black queer woman speaks volumes. But I think what I pride myself on is that I have a way of presenting it in a way that's approachable and fun. And in that way, I think I'm making my grandfather proud.
Last summer, St. Armont contributed to a biographical series called Rebel Girls. One of the profiles she narrated was about poet Maya Angelou.
And Maya was proud because she knew as long as she used her voice, she could go anywhere.
St. Armont has also written her own original stories for Audible.
I thought this would be a cool opportunity to reimagine my own childhood because I spent a lot of my summers and holidays in New Orleans, and I had kind of no idea that the French Quarter was across the river and all this amazing food and rich history and pirates and like all these things. And I thought, what if I had had the chance to explore that? What if I had solved mysteries?
Solving Mysteries in New Orleans is the premise of a series of young adult audiobooks she's written about a teen named Viva Durant.
All Viva really, really wanted to do was go back to New Orleans and learn how to be a sleuth from Graham.
This year, St. Armont published her second Viva Durant story, and she collaborated on a song with Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres.
Here we go! Hey! You know
the sun is so hot. The song is on an album now up for a Grammy Award. Here's singer Andres Salguero.
I know very few artists like Ashley, an amazing performer with a voice that is soulful and rich and playful, and then at the same time, a writer touching so many young hearts.
St. Armont has had a very busy year. As Jazzy Ash, she dropped an album that reimagined African-American folk tunes sung by children on playgrounds in the 1920s. This fall, she tapped into Black American sounds from the 1950s and 60s for another album, Goodfoot. St. Armont is now working on a musical she describes as Annie in the Antebellum South. And she's written and recorded a new original Christmas song.
Never close your eyes. If you believe with all your might, you will see Santa Claus reindeer fly through the sky.
That tune is about the magic of the night before Christmas, where you're hoping to catch a little glimpse of Santa Claus. And I think I still have that magic.
She really does. Madalit Del Barco, NPR News.